Blog Talk Radio.
Georgia Marantos. Georgia, how are you?
Really well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. We've got a lot of people ready to talk to us tonight. It should be fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, I was just doing a little bit of reflecting about this eclipse season that we're in, these three eclipses that we're in the midst of. And it occurred to me that the second of the three eclipses was last week on Thursday. So we did our show last Friday night really sort of in that haze or clarity, if you will, of that eclipse. And not tonight, but next Friday night, we're going to be smack dab in the middle of the third eclipse, too. So there's a lot of powerful stuff going on this month that
wow.
Yeah, we're swimming in, that's for sure. Should we go ahead and dive into some callers and see how we can help them?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, good enough. Area code 631, are you there?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
You're welcome. Who am I speaking with?
This is Suzanne. I just want to see what great things you see for me for like June, July, August, September.
June, July, August, September. You're looking for what the summer holds for you, aren't you?
Yes.
Exciting. Well, thanks for calling in, Suzanne.
You're welcome.
We'll go ahead and tune in. Georgia, I don't know if you've got anything so far yet for Suzanne.
I see Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne. Just thought I'd shout out to you there. Can I just get you to give me your name again? I just want to hear you connect with you again, Suzanne.
Suzanne.
Suzanne, thank you. So I wonder, I'm being shown, Spirit's showing me that you have, that you're either, now it feels like it's money, but I'm not quite sure, but it feels like you may be expecting to receive some money or are receiving some money and it feels like it's not enough. Does that resonate with you?
I'm sorry, that I should be receiving some money?
Or that might be what you're thinking about in this coming September season.
How am I going to get money? What do you mean?
Is it something that you are concerned about?
Yes, I'm concerned about finances, yeah.
And are you working at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And so looking into the summer season, our spirit shows me that you're looking into the future and looking at how it's going to pan out for you. So I feel like even though you are where you are now, you're actually thinking about how you can change your life to move closer to where it is that you want to go. So it's like you're really looking at the horizon.
I had some specific questions. I mean, what do you see with my love life, and do you see my son moving back with me in September?
Okay, well, that's helpful. We can definitely hone in on your love life.
Yeah, may I jump in, Georgia?
Yeah, please.
So I was getting, from the just sort of original broad question of what's coming up for the next 4 months, I was getting something similar to Georgia, and that I see you stepping onto the stage, and it's like filled with money. I mean, it's filled with all of these sort of golden coins. So I get the sense that there's something going on at work that's coming. I don't know if it's a promotion. I don't know if it's literally a production that you're going to be doing on stage. But it's almost like you're stepping into the limelight, and there's something coming in terms of finances. And I do see that there's a partner related to that too. So I don't know if it's – and it feels romantic to me. And it feels like it's something that's coming this summer. So it, to me, it feels like, you know, opportunity for work. And there's a partner coming in for you if you're not already with one that feels like it'll be fun. And it's someone that relates to you in this with regard to your work.
Do you know when I'll meet the person? Is it going to be late to marriage or anything? I'm not just looking for fun.
Yeah. I see this connection as it relates to work. This summer, you know, in the next 3 to 4 months is what they're saying. In terms of longevity, they're not giving me much past this summer.
Oh.
I feel like you're going to meet them in July.
What about the person I like now?
What's the person's first name?
Begins with an S.
Yeah, what Spirit shows me is they're a bit reserved with regard to you. It's almost as if they're trying to figure out if they can measure up. So I see them being sort of reserved and standoffish with regard to you. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the person likes me.
Sorry?
I think the person likes me.
Yeah. Well, it's... Yeah, I get that sense too, but it's almost like they're trying to figure out what their next move's going to be, you know, because they don't want to blow it. So they've got this certain amount of reservation about how to proceed is what Spirit's offering.
And what about my son?
Georgia, did you get anything on that? I didn't get anything on his son.
I'm just checking, Susan. I feel like he has his own sort of thoughts about what he wants to do, and he's kind of looking at his set of cards, so to speak. So Spirit's showing me sort of laying his cards on the table and choosing a couple of options that he has and running away with those, or sort of not running away, but actually sort of moving very specifically to do two things that he wants to do. It really feels like what's happening with your son is changing in terms of your relationship with him and the way that you two are relating, and that it's actually moving towards the positive in terms of, not that it's been negative, but it's actually going to get stronger. So as you let go, the relationship gets stronger. Does that make sense to you?
I guess so. But would you see anything in September, though?
Okay, let me see.
He's only 12.
Yes. Yeah, I get a yes. And that's, you know...
Yeah, he's not like in his 20s, 30s. He's only 12 years old.
Right. It came through very clearly that there's a yes. I mean, he's, you know, he's looking at his... I don't know. So that's love, but of course it's your son. And, you know, it's wonderful. So I don't see any trouble there. And this is... his father is in the picture too, in terms of in his.
His dad is going to afford to have him and stuff, so I don't know if he's just going to give him back. He's just, you know, like control freak. So I don't know if he's going to say yes or.
Right, because I see him as an influence there. I do feel though that you can work together on this, so it doesn't feel like it's going to be
gonna
an
work.
Issue for you. Yeah, it's going to work.
Who's going to work together?
In terms of, did you just mention that he can be a bit of a control freak and want to keep your son, unless I misunderstood you.
Yeah, the thing is that his dad doesn't even talk to me in 10 years, so he doesn't work with me with anything.
Oh, I see. For some reason, it looks to me like it, and it feels to me like it's going to be even. I don't think you need to worry about it.
What do you mean even? What I'm getting at is we have joint custody now, but he lives with his dad. I was wondering in September if he's going to come back and live with me and go to school where I live. That's what I meant.
Yeah, I think Georgia did give you a yes on that, and I get that sense too. Listen, Suzette, I don't mean to be short with you, but we do have about 10 callers in queue.
Oh, all right.
And so we're going to try to keep it to just one question for the rest of the callers.
But do you see that other person I like now ever coming up to the plate?
Potentially, is the sense that I get about them. It seems like the most prominent thing for your summer, kind of back to the original question, looks like some kind of a promotion and more money. You know, I agree with Georgia on
that.
That
would be great.
Yeah. Listen, good luck to you all, Suzanne. If you want to connect with either Georgia or I, we're going to go ahead and state, you know, how we can be contacted if you want to get in touch with either of us for a fuller reading. And we thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Susan. Bye.
So on that note, Georgia, why don't you go ahead and launch into your contact information for our listeners?
Oh, sure. Yeah, please visit my website, transformyourselfanew.com, and you can contact me via email through the website, georgia@transformyourselfanew.com, or via phone, 646-281-7003.
Excellent. And Georgia has the most beautiful way of working with clients. I've had readings from her before we knew each other so well. We worked together professionally for each other. And as you can hear on the show, how she works with the callers, she just has this beautifully warm sort of enveloping way about her. So whether you work with her via Skype or on the phone or in person, she's just got this really, really comforting way about her, so that you leave a session with her feeling like not only was she really, really accurate and insightful, but like you've had a big hug from her too. So I can
thanks, Angela.
Sure. And callers, we are going to go ahead and ask you when I bring you on the line, if you could please give us your name and where you're calling from, just out of curiosity. And we are going to try to hold it to one question tonight. We do have a lot of people that are interested in some guidance. Georgia shared with you her contact information. And if you want to connect with me outside of the show to inquire about a reading or just send me an email and tell me who you are, I love to hear from listeners. You can email me at energyintuit, that's energyintuit, @gmail.com, or find out more about my services and me at energyintuit.com. All right, we'll go ahead and bring on the next caller. 407, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
Hi, I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name.
My name is Pakira.
Could you say it for me one more time, please?
Pakira.
Pakira, nice to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, this is my first day.
Oh, okay, great. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Oh, good. Thank you for calling us. How can Georgia and I help you tonight?
Well, I have a concern question.
Okay.
I've been believing that, and I've been praying to God to bless me with a full-time job. I was working for someone, and I had to stop the job late last month. So I'm wondering, when would I get another job?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Understandable. That's a challenge. That can be a challenging place to be. I give you a lot of credit for hanging in there and praying hard about your work situation, Pakira. I'm just tuning in here, as I'm sure Georgia is too.
Mm. And I have a college degree too, so.
Excellent. That definitely helps. You know, I see something coming, Pakira. I saw the situation that you were working in before, and I saw that it was sort of a one-on-one situation. It was focused on you working with one other person. And what I see coming in is something a lot bigger than that. It's almost like they give imagery of like a waterfall, like it's coming and it's coming fast. And there's going to be a lot more to the job than what you were doing. It feels like it's a little bit more exciting. It's more fulfilling. You're still going to work on a small team, but within a larger company, it looks like there will be three or four of you that will work together. And you'll feel a lot more satisfied with the work that's coming to you. And it feels like it's like August, maybe soon, in the next couple months.
In the next couple months?
Yeah.
Or no time soon?
In the next couple of months is what Spirit is offering me. It feels like it's coming in the next 2 or 3 months.
Yes, because I was wondering, if I had to let go of the other job, so something bigger and better could come in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I was. Yeah.
Yeah, and Spirit sees that. They're showing me you having, your faith being a really big part of you bringing this job to you, right? You do a really nice job of, you know, everyone worries when they're out of work and they've had to let go of a situation like you chose to do. For something better to come along. But you do a good job of keeping your faith, too, and keeping open to what's coming so that you allow it to come in. Way to go.
Yeah. Is it possible it can come sooner than 2 to 3 months?
Yeah, absolutely. Spirit shows me that it feels like you're going to be in the thick of it, like really doing the job by August. So it may come sooner. The way that I describe time frame to clients, and I'm not sure, we'll ask Georgia how she does this, but what I usually say is spirits don't use time the way we do. It's a human construct. So they don't operate with the same concept of time or really the concept of time at all that we do. So unless something is karmic and really strongly fated to happen, spirit has a particular way of showing me that. They did not show me that it's karmic or fated in your case, which means that there is room for you to move that time frame by choices that you make every day. The biggest determinant of our future is really the choices that we make in every single minute and every single day, our own free will. So you can absolutely manifest that sooner. Just continue with praying, you know, putting forth actions towards, you know, applying for different jobs and putting yourself in different situations to connect with people. I feel like it's a job that might even come from someone that you know.
Yeah,
so definitely network with people.
Because next Tuesday I'm going to a career fair.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, it feels like you're in with a group of other people that are looking for a job when you find out about this one. So that career fair feels good.
Yeah, because I've been networking with other people too. So it shouldn't be a problem.
Good. Georgia, do you have any insights for Pakira on your situation?
Oh, I really am just going to echo what you said. I see and Spirit showing me that once you get this job, you're gonna take off. You're going to love it. Not only will you love it, but it's going to be like a marriage, you know, just like a wonderful marriage. You're really, really going to do good things with this work. So, you know, you've got a lot to look forward to.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in, Kira.
You're welcome.
Bye, Shakira.
Bye.
Boy, I love to hear when people are keeping the faith like that and really staying open to what's coming. And it sounds like from what Pakira was saying, she chose to let go of a situation that didn't feel right.
Right.
To open herself up for something better, which I really admire that in people when they work with the universe in that way. You know, it's really courageous.
Yeah. It's so fulfilling in a way.
Yeah. Georgia, when you work with clients and they ask you about time frames, how do you answer that question?
Oh, my God. I love the way that you explained it. It was so perfect. And, it's true. There's so much room to move. And it really does. We create, the future in the next minute with the very thought that we're having right now. And so it's so open to change. And I totally agree with you that, that karma does play a big role. And so those big events that, you kind of end up a deer in the lights. It's like you couldn't possibly be, even if you tried to move, you couldn't avoid it. Like those events, there's often a very, there's often a very strong feeling with regards to the timing. But with a lot of, the other events in our lives, we have, so much is within our power to maneuver and manifest what we want.
Yeah.
I love what you said.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And, I have to share the way that Spirit shows me about those karmic events is really fun for me. I'm very visual, as a lot of you know. I'm about 90% clairvoyant in terms of how I receive my messages from Spirit. And so they give me these visuals of pop culture calendar events. So, like, if it's around Easter in the spring, they'll give me, the Easter bunny or a basket of Easter eggs. If it's Christmas.
How fun.
It is fun. If it's Christmas, it's like a very, kitschy Christmas tree, with lots and lots of bright ornaments on it. It's very funny. I really appreciate that the Spirit shows me those things. It's every once in a while, but it's fun. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Should we go ahead and bring someone to new on the line? Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Lisa from Florida. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. Good.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I wanted to ask about work. Must be a theme.
Yeah, no, good question. All right, anything more specifically or just generally about work?
I've been looking for a job. I'm living with my niece since the summer, so I need to get back on my own.
Alrighty. Georgia, I don't know if you're tuned in yet.
Yeah, Spirit's showing me you sitting at a table with lots of paperwork on either side, and it feels like maybe the work that you were doing, that in terms of how you were feeling about it, changed. And I see that you either you're not sure that you want to be working in that same field again, or there's a certain uncertainty whether you want to stay with that work or move to a different type of occupation.
Mm-hmm.
Can you relate to that?
Yes. Well, I'm going to school right now for a different career. It's just like I'll go back into that career just to make some money.
Make some money. So you're looking for work in the old, have been working. I see. You're studying. Okay. And so, I really see, this is interesting. So there's somebody who's going to come in to help you. I see you meeting with somebody. This might be somebody you've worked with before. So could this be an old boss or an old workmate? Is it possible in the line of work that you were doing that you could get this kind of opportunity?
No, I'm not.
No. Okay.
No, I don't. That's go back. No, I don't. I never had any good relationship when I left jobs, unfortunately.
Okay. And so is this work that you want to do? Is the work that you're doing, that you're studying to do, work that you'll be doing on your own? Because I get you.
Well,
I get
in different fields. It's just it's in counseling. So I guess I will work on my own. Yes, I will work on my own eventually.
Yeah, Spirit's showing me that that's going to be something that you're really going to be very proficient at, and there's also a very karmic element to this. Like you've done this in other lifetimes, and there's no, you know, there are no surprises why you've decided that this is what you want to do at this point in your life. You have the, you know, not only do you have the wisdom that you've carried through these lifetimes, but you also have the life experience from this lifetime that will help you. Help you and help your clients to come up out of the mud that they'll find themselves in, really, and you'll be able to set your clients on a new path, which is wonderful. So just a lot of encouragement there from Spirit. So let me just very quickly, or maybe Angela, are you getting anything on Lisa's finding a job?
Yeah, thank you. You know, Lisa, I'm going to echo some of what Georgia said in the beginning. What Spirit showed me in terms of you getting work soon is it's almost like until you have gotten to the point where you recognize that you're going to go into the old work only to make money, it's almost like you had to work that attitude out and that thought process for yourself, because you were sort of like holding work at arm's length because it wasn't feeling satisfying, because you know you're going to work to be a counselor, you're going to school to be a counselor. So what Spirit shows me is that it's really important that you get your thinking, you get right with your thinking and your attitude about it as only to serve your needs of bringing in money for now while you're in school. And it's almost like as soon as you do that, I see you working like right away. It's as soon as you work out that thinking, a job comes in, it's only to make money, it's only temporary, and you can move forward.
Yeah, I'm trying to... It's funny you said about thinking. I've been listening to The Secret and doing some affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
I've been having a lot of negative. I'm living in a negative environment. My sister's very negative. Mm-hmm. And it's just it breaks me down. You know, and it's people that are negative just totally zap my energy.
Yeah, that can be challenging. Good for you for working on the positive stuff and the positive manifestation. Anything you can do to surround yourself with abundance, even just abundant pictures of beautiful things that make you happy to look at. You know, it doesn't have to just be about job opportunities and money. Just do whatever you can to put yourself in that abundance perspective, and I see you bringing in work.
Mm-hmm. So you have a time frame? I mean, is it before the summer or after?
Lisa, it is as soon as you are able to work with your thinking is what Spirit says to me. They say they're going to hold the job is going to be held, the work is going to be held away from you until you can work with your thoughts, they say. They're funny about it. So they're not being specific, which is fantastic because it means that if you can get a little bit better feel about your views towards the work for just money right now, you can have a job next week. You know, but as long as you sort of struggle with it, you know, it doesn't really make me happy. I'm not, you know, as long as you struggle in more of a negative realm, if you do that, you're going to keep it at bay. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Lisa, I just wanted to jump in and add very quickly before you go that your negative environment you mentioned, and sometimes it can bring you down, but the work that you're doing with The Secret and realizing that you can create the positive, and I think you mentioned it, Angela, actually, you can do it. You can actually raise the energy to so that everyone else matches you. And I see you doing that. Spirit's showing me that you can do it. Yeah, you can do it.
Even with other people?
Well, I didn't hear... I can't hear you.
So is it even with other people, you can raise their energy?
Well, what happens when you change yours, and that's what Angela's saying, you know, this job's going to appear the minute that you're accepting just being in this, you know, in your old job for a short period of time. Your energy changes, your vibration changes, and because you're actually positive and sending out positive vibes, then people around you can feel that in your aura, and you end up being the catalyst for change for them.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's like becoming your own lighthouse.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much. I'm gonna keep at it.
Good, yeah, what are you going to do?
I have some studying to do. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye. Angela, are you there? Hello? So I'm not sure if we've lost Angela, but she's in control of the board. Or it might be that I'm not actually on the call anymore. So we have to wait for Angela to get back on before we know what's happening. So I'm really sorry if the callers are waiting and we can't get to you. Hello, Angela?
I'm back. I'm so sorry. I apologize. All of a sudden, as the technology goes sometimes, and the strong energy that we've got going on, I could no longer hear.
It must be, my goodness.
Yeah, and I had to call back in repeatedly, and I'm back. I'm really glad to be back with you, Sarja. Thank you.
Interesting to be on the other side of it and think, oh, hang on, I don't have any buttons that I can push to make anything happen. So I'm not even sure if people could hear me or that was fun. Oh, Angela, have you gone again? And I can't bring any callers through, so we'll just have to wait until you come back. This is fun. We were talking about the eclipses and the energy of the eclipses and that we might be in between two eclipses, and hopefully that's not giving us as funky an energy as being right in the middle of one. But I think being between two eclipses is just as energizing. Angela was talking earlier about me and the work that I do, and I just want to say in response to that she and I have shared in readings for one another professionally, and as you can hear her work here on Fridays and when she was sharing with Jethro, she is a very powerful psychic and medium and very accurate, and I've loved getting readings from Angela, and I know the callers call in and ask specifically for readings from Angela, and it's really good to be able to just be directed with confidence in the right direction, and that's what she offers, and I think it's really rare. And Angela, are you there? I can hear you.
I'm back again.
Hi.
Goodness, I'm sorry. So we said goodbye to Lisa, and it sounds like, were you talking about my services for the listeners?
I was. You could hear me. Oh, that's wonderful. So no, that means haven't been talking into silence. Or I have been talking into silence, but it's wonderful knowing that people are listening. Oh, my goodness. So Angela's in technological eclipse at the moment. So I wonder, so the number that they're calling on is the number that Angela has the board, and she can sort of tap people into the line and bring them up and get people talking. So so what do we do in the meanwhile? I can just encourage people to hold on like I am, and we've had a bit of a theme running tonight with work-related questions, and we've talked a bit about manifesting, and moving on to our last caller, Lisa mentioned The Secret, and I know that The Secret talks a lot about the law of attraction and how once we are able to tune our thoughts and our actions to the right vibration, and that also includes feelings. I know we didn't talk about feelings, but right at the very end with our last caller, you know, we were quite light and happy and laughing. And I think laughter really brings up your vibration to the level where really you can manifest anything when you're laughing. And if you've done the groundwork with your thoughts and completely worked on getting rid of the negative thoughts and just replacing them with positive ones, then, you know, this is interesting. So there's the action on your thoughts, and then there's lightening up your emotions and raising the vibration there. And then there's an extra little step, and I know that I won't be able to quote the secret, but I do know that there's a very powerful step once we've done all the work that we can and we've put it out there to the universe that we want what we want to manifest. Then there's a step that we need to take which really, really helps the vibration, and it is to let go. And that's something that, hi, is Angela, are you there?
Yeah, I called in off of Skype this time. I'm back. Go ahead, I'm listening to what you're saying. It's
all right.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, because I think that's the key. I think once we let go, and so we've done all the work beforehand, and then once we let go, which is really, really hard to do, particularly when you really, really, really want something. And I'm talking from my own experience here, because I'm so often held on tightly, not realizing that. And this is, well, we're not just talking about this with Lisa, right? So once you let go, you create a vacuum. And that vacuum brings in, immediately, like you said, it would happen with Lisa, with her work. Mm-hmm. It creates a vacuum, and in comes in what it is that you wanted, because there's space for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. I agree. It's, you know, when you skip that step, as you say, it's hard not to get into sort of a lack mentality of not having it. So it really is key to let that go and then just move on to something else that makes you feel good. And it does. It comes just zipping right in.
And here you are.
Yeah, listen, thank you for carrying the torch. Let's go ahead and bring somebody online before I drop out again, so you'll have someone else to talk to if I drop out again. Thank you for your patience, listeners in Georgia. 928, you're on the line. Hello? Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Alfina.
Hi, Alfina.
Hi, Alfina.
Hello.
And so what's
your question?
I'm just wanting to know about love and relationships, like in general, like what do you see?
Okay. And Alfina, I think I talked to you on the show that I did today, Psychic Rescue.
Yeah,
so I'm going to go ahead and let Georgia take this. Georgia, if you don't mind, because
I just
talked to Alfina already. Say thanks.
Sure. So Alfina, hi. Are you in a relationship at the moment?
No.
Okay. Feels like there's a sea of possibilities out there for you. Have you actually taken the step to make, you know, a relationship happen? And I mean, are you going out with your friends? Are you looking at online sites? Are you putting yourself out there?
Yes, I am. And like I actually had a question I asked Angela earlier today about a guy named Brian.
Okay.
I guess my question about him was, will he re-enter my life, like, or is it he's just like mad and he's not going to come back?
Well, I see either you or he in two minds. There's like a I do and I don't. And the energy of that is keeping it very static. Let me just check back in. So I just get the feeling of him. He, you know, he's showing up as a guy. He's wearing a business suit, a little serious. Is that kind of his personality, or does he work in the business field?
He does work, but he's not. I don't think he's serious.
He's not serious. Okay. So then, let me just see about how he feels about you. So there's something that's keeping him a little bit still. So I don't see him kind of throwing himself at you and, you know, sort of twirling around with you. It's being shown that he's that there's something very quiet about him in the relationship with you. And I wonder if there are other choices out there with you, for you.
I do have a couple of people right now in my life, but I'm not as interested in them as they are in me. So
it's not as exciting. All right, so let's have a look at what's happening. Spirit's showing me that they want you to let go a little bit, and we were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're showing me that with a little bit of time as well. So if you're able to let go of wanting something from him, then two things will happen. You're going to get stronger. And
I basically told him I didn't want to communicate with him anymore. So
right. Okay. So, you know, you've got a lot of support from spirit with this, because what's happening with your soul's journey in terms of relationship, just overall in your lifetime, you're learning about how you can stand up for yourself and be directing in your life rather than waiting for, you know, somebody else to influence your life. If that makes any sense. So you're learning to take the reins of your life, and you know, not stand for something that you don't want. And I see you making a fresh start, really.
Okay, so with him, it's like,
you know,
no, right?
I think if spirit's showing me that you're going to get sick of the struggle. You know, if it doesn't feel right, then definitely you're listening to yourself and you're moving yourself forward, because you've made a decision and you said what you said to him, and you know, spirit showing you you're following through, and that's been really good for you.
Okay, what about my ex? Well, do you see anything that with him, like, will he come back to?
Okay, Ophina, we're going to go ahead and just keep it to the one question. I apologize. We've got other people waiting. So good luck with Brian, and we're going to go ahead and move on to the next caller. We thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Ophina.
Okay. All right,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's tough when we're wanting potentially something to happen with a particular person.
Uh-huh.
But I was with you. I saw some other opportunities there for her. So I wish her well when she's ready for that. All right, we'll go ahead and bring 443 on the line. You're on the line, excuse me.
Yeah.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi, thanks very much.
Hi.
You know, it's funny, you're right. I was debating back and forth between two questions, and of course there's some, you know, in between time, but work seems to be the trend generally this evening. And I was actually recently laid off after actually a huge struggle to kind of keep my, just keep my integrity with work. And I feel like it worked out the best way it could, but I'm kind of focusing on what the next step is and towards building a career. And there's a particular organization that I want to work for, and I'm kind of, there's lots of job opportunities with them. And I'm also debating about going back to school, or if that's the right time, maybe to continue with nursing. And I feel like these choices kind of interplay with my ability to, you know, settle down and have a relationship and all of that. I think they go parallel. So any insight on that, or maybe when, would be helpful at this time.
Yeah, no problem. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name. What's that?
Oh, I didn't say it. Yeah, my name is Jessie. Yeah,
sorry.
Hi, Jessie.
Hi. Jessie, thanks so much for calling in. You know, Spirit gave me some interesting imagery when you were when you were talking about your situation. What you've just come through is they liken it to a glacier that's broken up into a bunch of different small pieces. It's almost like you've come through this big, you've done this sort of ice breaking yourself. You know, the choices that you've made have broken apart this kind of glacier, and things are really starting to flow and move for you. So they celebrate what you've done, and you should be very, very pleased when you look back on the situation. They show me you sort of looking back you know, wistfully, reflectively on the situation, and you feel really, really
it was
good.
With their help.
Because,
yeah,
you really, it feels like you really stayed in your integrity, and it's and you had to make the choices and deal with the layoff to really kind of get to where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of where you're headed, you asked about either an organization that holds a lot of opportunities or possibly going back to school. Is that right?
Right. I mean, ideally, I'd like to do both. This one organization is kind of ideal for me to integrate not only my professional experiences, my personal experiences, and kind of aligned with my core values. I know the next step has to be aligned with who I am and my vision to help other people and be a part of that process any way I can.
Yeah, and that feels like what Spirit's saying, too. Where you're going next, the best next step for you is one that absolutely aligns with your core values and one that's got a real strong spiritual component. Not, you know, not so much religious, but that
feels like
it's aligned with your core values, right? That feels like the right step, that feels like you're walking in light for you, right? That's different for everybody, and it doesn't necessarily mean religious, but it's about
absolutely spirituality. Is probably different.
So that feels really good. Potentially that organization for you. What Spirit says to me, if education's coming, that'll come afterwards, and it'll come after you've really sort of sunk into the organization in positive ways and figured out where you might want to get some education. I also see you with a lot of latitude in the new organization. There are a lot of places that you can go. It's exciting for you. It's something that you're really excited about.
Sad and exciting at the same time, but I knew that this chapter had to end for it to start, and I felt the push, the spiritual push, if you will, before this all started happening, and I was just getting cues at the right time and the right place, so I've been preparing even before this unpredicted, so to speak, layoff happened today, so you're basically feeling positive about that organization that I'm hoping for, or I know that there's lots of opportunities. That one particularly would be the golden opportunity for me, like the total reward. But the letting go is, you know, that's hard to do as well. I do practice that. But.
It is.
Yeah.
You've got some grieving to do over the last situation, but this looks like a completely golden opportunity for you. That is yours. What I see you getting something that has to do with working in a group. It's like 10 or less people. It's almost like this sort of specific group within the organization that they're going to quickly want to match you up with. And I see you going into that opportunity doing very, very well. It feels explosive. And then I see you having one other position with them in a short period of time, like within the first year. So the first position feels really good, but it's almost as if, you know, just when you thought things were getting better, there is something better for you there too.
Great. Okay, that's it. That's great. I hope that's it. I mean, I really do. I'm focused on it. It kind of has fallen in my lap, and it's in my backyard, you know. So it's really interesting because I'm looking to align my core values, but I'm finding it in my own backyard is where I'd like to stay, oddly enough. It comes full circle that way, I think. So, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate the help tonight.
You're welcome. Good luck to you, Jesse. It's
right
there. Good job.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Yeah. Big work theme tonight, huh?
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Lots of people making big changes in their work. And, you know, it's wonderful when people are, you know, it's very spiritually, karmically driven and people are listening. You know, it's really wonderful to see.
It is. It's refreshing and it's affirming, too, because people are just really listening to what they need to be doing, what they want to be doing, where they want to be, what makes them happy.
Yeah.
All right. 916, you're on the air.
Hello, lady. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. I appreciate that.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
My name's Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Okay, so I'm going to be honest, I'm kind of like, I'm all over the place. I don't know where to attack. I mean, I know there's love, my career, loved ones, and I'm currently living in monotony, honestly. And I just want to know, like, anything that you can pick on, whatever stands out to you, I guess, is the best read, if that's okay.
Yeah, we can work like that, right, Georgia?
Sure.
Yeah, because anything would work. I mean, there's so many questions, but whatever stands out to you the most.
Yeah, so work seems to me what Spirit wants to kind of push out as the most, as the easy, not easiest grab, but as the thing that's most prominent and that you want to hear about is what they're saying. Are you working at the moment, Ray?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Okay, yeah. And there's something about the way that you work. They say that you're almost, it's got like a musical quality to it. I don't know what it is that you do. Your voice does literally sound kind of sing-song. You have a good radio voice.
Huh.
But there's something about the work that you do that you're good at creatively. It's almost though as if you are a little bit bored with your work. Does that resonate?
Yeah. Oh, it does, times 10.
Yeah.
Did you say you want to tell you what I do?
If you like, sure.
Okay, well, currently, I mean, I'm a student, so I work at a restaurant right now, but that's not my career. I'm a broadcast major, actually. And I actually have my own radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. And the whole basis around it is I'm trying to transfer to another school. And there may be a possibility of me landing a radio gig where I want to go, but I don't know. I mean, I just called them, and it just so happens, like, because my radio gig is football, and I go to football games a lot. I'm one of the characters that you see on TV, like people who paint their face.
Mm-hmm.
And I called the radio station because I heard they had an opening, and I told them who I was, and the general manager goes, yeah, I sit actually right behind you. I know who you are. I'll get back to you in a week. And right now I'm in the restaurant business. This isn't my career, and I'm just kind of bored waiting to transfer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Thank you
so
for that.
So I'm going to school to be a broadcast major. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, thank you for that confirmation. I appreciate that. Let's hit up Georgia. Georgia, do you get anything on radio?
Oh, sure, yeah. It feels like this opportunity that you just mentioned where, you know, you could potentially have your own radio show, that feels really good. Do you know for sure if it's going to happen?
You know what? To be honest with you, I don't know. I just have the mentality of, hey, if it happens, it happens. I mean, what's the word that's going to happen? No. I mean, so a buddy of mine, because I was telling my friend, I was like, man, because I have my podcast, but it's only during football season. And we're not in football season. I was telling my friend, I was like, I feel like I'm on unemployment right now. And he goes, well, actually, I know this one radio show that's online, and they're looking for a DJ, and I called them, and he said, yeah, I told him my stuff's online. And he says, okay, I'll get back to you next week. I mean, and if he doesn't get back to me, then there's nothing lost. It's whatever, you know.
Right.
But it would be an awesome opportunity if it did come through.
Right. So let me just check in, because it does feel really good, and I can feel that there's a meeting of like minds, that once you're there, there's a, you know, you feel really good. You know, these are your people.
Hmm.
So I get that you'll be offered something. I don't even know that you really. So okay, so this would be. Are you being offered something that you're not really interested in at the moment?
No, not really.
Right, because it feels like there's an indecision. That's there, that maybe it's not related to this, the work. So I wonder, is there anything else that's going on that's got you in two minds? Because I get that you're a deep thinker. Spirit showed me that, you know, you're kind of really thinking things through and that you have an intelligent mind. And I wonder if they're overlapping in terms of the information you're giving me with relationship, because you did mention that love was one of the ones that you, you know, you had a question that you had.
Hmm.
So, this opportunity, I don't get a very strong sort of, I don't get a strong resounding yes, even though it feels like a really, really good one. It might be that it could be a stepping stone to another one. Angela, do you get that feeling too?
Yeah, that's what I was going to jump in with, is it feels like it's a door to a second and a third door. So, it might be this first opportunity, but it's an important one because it's taking you places that you're going to want to go, but it feels like it's three positions. You know, it's like three positions in is where you're going to feel really satisfied. So definitely follow it. I mean, Spirit
big on you and your creativity, you know, and this is part of you stretching your creativity, even if it's not the ideal position. You know, I see you getting this, or keep trying, because there's three lined up for you, is what they're
saying. Yeah, my radio show is a lot of impromptu. I have to create all the topics. And it's funny that you mentioned that, because KPR, or it's called KPR1, I guess, and they're only on the internet, I guess, and they need a DJ, but also there's the main radio stations, the sports radio stations I want to get to in the Bay Area. So yeah, actually I was thinking about that. I said this would be an awesome opportunity to even start at this internet radio and get my time in there and then go. But I was like, I don't know how strong this how realistic it would be, you know. So that's all I was asking.
Mhm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it feels good.
Your energy is great. I mean, you create a great space and very fun and very young. So, you know, there's definite success in this for you. So, I mean, I think you know that, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have people tell me from across the United States that call me and tell me how good my radio show is. And I'm my own worst critic. I mean, I think I'm okay. But people say,
yeah.
Oh, you're really good and you're very young and you have a personality on you. And I said, okay, well, I hope.
So this is, I think this is why maybe Spirit was showing me you as this kind of deep thinker. So, you know, take these compliments and run with them, because they're sort of pumping you up to give you the fuel to keep going and override those, you know, self-critical thoughts. You'll definitely make it. And it's almost like us talking about how you get there kind of doesn't really, you know, matter. You're going to get there. The success is in your path in this particular avenue for you.
Huh. Okay,
you know,
I
know we're only sticking with the one question, but I did want to say that Spirit showed me some information. I think it has to do with love and relationship. Can we quickly go there, Angela, or should we very quickly, I'm wondering if you're in a relationship at the moment.
No, I'm not. Actually, my relationship has been dead, like nothing at all. I can't even date every time. It's actually frustrating. Like, even though I may start, it just ends up dead or something like that. You know, just I have nothing.
Spirit's showing me that there's something within your past, because it was kind of giving me this sort of sense of not much is happening. So I didn't know if it was happening in a relationship or out, but it's good to know that it's actually. So what Spirit is saying is they want you to work on a sort of deep core issue, and it may have to do with your father. Something about him and the way he was in relationships, because what you want to do is walk away from that way of being. And if you can, you know, afford the time to go into those emotions, that it will be very beneficial for you in terms of creating a new relationship. You might need to talk with someone. I don't know if that's something that you're interested in doing, like a therapist or a counsellor or just someone to bounce things off. It could be just a really good friend. But I do see you doing that, and I do see, you know, a path opening. It's like a big bag of tears needs to roll out of you. And once that's done, your opportunities, you know, you're in it 100%, your feelings in it 100%, and you're off on a relationship.
So you see one coming soon.
Yeah, definitely. So there's a little bit of sort of processing, and maybe not processing, but it's almost like when you're just getting in, spring cleaning. I was trying to think of the word, but it really feels like something needs to be cleaned inside, and it's emotional. It has to do with you know, the relationship that I mentioned with Spirit Shaman.
Well, thank you so much. I really, really do appreciate that, ladies. And you guys have a great day. And thank you so much for taking my phone call.
You're welcome.
Take care.
You
bye-bye.
You too, Ray. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. How fun.
Yeah.
He has a great radio voice. Great
Very.
Radio presence.
Yeah.
One of the things that Spirit kept saying to me, too, is I do sense that he's young, but he's got such clarity, particularly
mm-hmm.
around his work. You know, so he's got that great radio voice, he's got great creativity, and it's almost like, you know, in the work arena, he can just hold himself in this clear space. It's amazing. Almost in that allowing, right? So that what
yeah.
he does want is going to come no matter what.
Yeah.
His ability to hold that clear space. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. What we all wish for, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Hold open, jack open that realm of possibility, right? He's got that through naturally.
Yeah, nice.
All right. We'll bring on another caller here. 717, are you there?
Hello,
717, you're on the line. Hi.
How are you? I was actually listening to your show. I'm enjoying it very much this evening.
Awesome. I apologize. Did you not have a question and you were not expecting to be brought on the line?
Well, I can actually pop one out there real quick, off the cuff here.
Okay.
Do you see my finance? Well, no, let's skip that one. Do you see me moving anytime soon?
Moving. And may I ask your first name, please?
Corrine.
Corrine? Hi, Corrine.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Corrine.
Hello.
You know, what Spirit shows me, Corrine, is I do, it's almost like you're thinking about moving, but it looks like it goes, if it happens, it's like at a snail's pace. It's nothing that's coming very soon from what they say. Is it, are you in a relationship? Are you married?
Yes.
Yeah. It looks like it's more something that they would like to see, your partner, your spouse would like to see happen.
Yes.
Yeah. And, like, as a whole, you know, married unit, I don't see it happening. I see it just being part of what the one piece of what the family wants, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense. It's not the whole at the moment, and yeah, it's kind of divided. The rest of the family really doesn't, but it's potentially possible due to his job, and so that was the concern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just a little up in confusion at the moment because they keep going back and forth like, yes, you are, no, you're not, yes, you are, no, you're not, and it's like very confusing. So I was just wondering what Spirit had to say on it.
Spirit puts him and your whole family on one of those Graviton rides at the carnival for me. Like, they keep going round and round because it's almost making me all sick. You know, it's hard. It's been really hard on the family because, nobody really wants to move. And it's just, it's been a challenge for you all. I see that.
Yeah, it's been very confusing because one minute we are, the next minute we're not. And we don't know which end is up and, you know, if we are, if we aren't, what's going on or anything. So, it's been a little confusing and a little frustrating. So that's what I was wondering, is if there's anything to say.
Well, let's see if there's some insights on the situation.
Well, I'm just listening to you. I don't get any more details. I think Spirit was showing me how difficult it's been and the indecision that's there. That's sort of the two choices and feeling like there is movement and then there isn't movement. And much like Angela, I'm not actually seeing it happen. There's something that's, keeping you here and in being here. So let's see. I mean, is it possible for him to stay, to avoid this question and actually stay where he is? I mean, is he looking at getting extra money?
Not necessarily. His employer is basically trying to determine where he is best suited to be within the company. It's a nationwide company. So at the moment, they're having him travel a lot and coming home.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, sorry. No, I thought that I'd lost connection there. So I'm just going to check back in. So I see him doing his work, and I see that he'll be able to do it here. Um, So it doesn't look like the move's happening right now. And that's, I'll just, you know, echoing what Angela got really initially.
Well, that's actually kind of good news. Thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for calling in and listening. Did you want to continue to hold on to listen?
Yes, please. Put me back on mute.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much, Corinne.
Thanks, Corinne. Bye.
Yeah. All right, I think I successfully put her on mute. That's not something I do all the time. All right, let's see here. 541, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I just had to lower the volume on the video I'm watching at the same time while I'm listening to you. Multitasking.
Thank you.
My name is Anna, and excuse me, just one second, I need to cough. Okay. I have a question about relationships, and I would like to know what you can see happening in one that I'm in communication with and what might be coming up in the future.
Sure. Did you say Anna or Anna?
Anna.
Anna.
A-N-A. Anna. Mm-hmm.
Anna, are you comfortable sharing the first name of the person that you're in communication with us?
Paul. Paul.
Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Just tuning in here. Spirit tells me that you are a person with very unique spots, right? Like a leopard spots. They just, the way that they tell me about you, it's really fascinating. You're a very unique person.
Hmm.
And it looks like he has the capacity, the way that they're showing me is that he has the capacity to match your spots, is
mm-hmm.
what they're saying. It's interesting. I do feel like you're going to do more than just communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost as if you guys both sort of work your magic on each other is the way that
mm-hmm.
they paint the scenario for me. You, yeah, there's interesting energy here between you two. You two definitely have some magic that goes on between you.
Yeah, I'm getting that too.
Yeah, isn't it fascinating, Georgia, the energy?
Yeah, it's really, really funky. Yeah, I mean, you're both intense in a really good way, and it's very exciting.
Are we twin flames?
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm definitely getting that he can match you, and
mm-hmm.
that it's very much on the same level. How about you, Angela?
Yeah, I agree. They show me you guys dancing almost as flames.
Yeah.
So there's definitely that potential, and that's going to be something that you guys are going to be the best judge of, you know?
Well, so here's the chink with it.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in California, and we're about 1,000 miles apart, and I'm up in Oregon. And he's locked into his job there, so he's not moving. He's just going through separating from a 27-year-old relationship, and so
I was
going to
ask if there was someone else because I saw the three, and
mm-hmm. Now he's the one wanting the divorce. He wants out. He's done, you know, and rightly so. I think he's clear on that. He has a 26-year-old son, so he's been holding off dating because he doesn't want to freak his son out. And I said, you know, your son's going to want you to be happy, whatever you want. Don't wait for him. He's 26. He'll get it, you know.
Yeah.
But he has not been willing to come up here and see me, and it hasn't worked out for me to go down there and see him. And he just told me last week that he wants to start dating other people locally, and he just can't see how this can work. And so, you know, that's why I'm questioning whether he'll change his mind if we ever get together, you know, and see that. I mean, I'm willing to move to be with him if it's right. But we have to, you know, have some time together before I would just pick up and move to see if it's going to work, you know. And he doesn't get that. He doesn't see that. So I don't
yeah.
know if it feels. I mean, it's stupid to throw something so powerful away, but if we're not supposed to be together, then is there somebody else that I'm going to be better with?
Yeah, what Spirit's showing me, Anna, is I do see him dating some locally, but frankly, I see him making hightailing it up to Oregon and seeing you. Because,
really?
You know, yeah, I do. I see him visiting you. I see him visiting you a few times. And I do see, though, him sort of freaking himself out in time. It's almost as if after you meet and are in person and spend some time together that he does sort of freak himself out. He's, you know, he's getting out of something and he really wants to be with you to a certain degree, but there's a lot of tenuousness around him. There's a lot of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
He almost feels like he's got to sort of like take off his skin for a while, get out of his own skin, and then put it back on before he'll be comfortable with it to me about all of this. But yeah, I would be surprised if he didn't plan a visit to see you soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I know we had talked about him coming up during the spring or the summer to, you know, go off on the Rogue River and go to Crater Lake and just different things he'd like to explore. He kind of put it out to me the other day, you know, what do you see for my next, I'm ready for my next adventure. Do you see anything? You know, and I'm going, well, you want me to plan your next adventure when you're telling me you want to date other people? Like, well, what are you doing? You know? He goes, no, bucket list stuff, you know, his adventure with himself, not with someone else. And I'm thinking, with me, stupid, you know.
But,
you know,
exactly.
I'm done bit because, you know, we've gone round and round this, you know, so, you know, it's just really, really frustrating. And so I don't know whether to just let him be, you know, let him alone and look for someone else or, you know, just be friends and let him come visit and see what happens, I guess.
Yeah, and Spirit's showing me you with some great companionship near you, where you are, almost in a supportive fashion, spending time with friends, you know, possibly another man, although it doesn't feel that intensely romantic, but I see you, you know, having the ability to sort of do what you need to do and continue living your life while he kind of sorts things out, even though it's not necessarily the, you know, the choice that you'd have, obviously, because you recognize and acknowledge the connection that you have with him.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I see you sort of sorting things out for yourself. And I do see him visiting you. I see him not being able to stay away.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's been about almost a week since we've talked now, and I'm just kind of letting him be. Facebook messaged him something. I sent him a message about something, and he responded, you know, but sometimes he doesn't check his emails for days, and, you know, he was saying to me he didn't want to be on the computer anymore, and he manifested the battery on his computer going dead and not fixing it. So he's kind of cutting himself off by his actions.
Hmm.
And, you know, he's got a lot on his plate, and he is sorting through a lot of things. But, you know, when we talk, we can talk for hours. You know, and
nice.
It, that way, ever since we first met, you know,
nice.
we met on an airplane coming back from Florida. He was coming back from work, and I was kind of on a health vacation. And I had missed my flight the night before so that I could meet him. Yeah, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, I've been, you know, checking into this for, we met in October, and it's just been telephone the whole time. And at one point he said he wanted to see people locally, and he broke my heart because we were romantically getting involved, you know, towards the, you know, the first few months. And then all of a sudden around Christmas time, you know, he went to a party and he left me a message. I want to talk to you. I met some people. I'm like, some people? Great. Well, you have to tell me about some people. And then when he called me, he said he met someone he clicked with. And that, you know, he wanted somebody he could play with there. But, you know, we're so far apart. How do we do this, you know? And then I said, well, you know, first it really hurt. And then I realized, you know what? He's going through stuff about relationships. He needs to work out some stuff with other people. And I don't want to be the one he works him out with. So I gave him full permission to go, you know, do what he needs to do. And he said, you just gave me a really long rope, you know. I'm like, yeah, and then you'll come back, and, you know, right? And then he did, and he hasn't been seeing anybody else since then. But now he's at that place again where he wants physical contact, and it's understandable. you know, but he's not saying, hey, why don't you come down, you know. I think maybe he's afraid of what he feels.
Yeah, I do.
But he's just pushing me away.
Well, good luck with that, Anna, and do keep us posted. I love to hear back from listeners, seriously, just to kind of hear how things turn out. If you want to drop me an email, feel free. And I wish you luck with that twin flame of yours. Thank you for calling
okay.
in.
What is your email?
Oh, yes, sorry. Thank you for asking, Anna. energyintuit@gmail.com. So it's E-N-E-R-G-Y-I-N as in Nancy.
Wait. E-N-E-R. Oh.
G.
G. Energy.
Y.
Okay.
Yeah. The word energy.
Uh-huh.
And then the word intuit. I-N as in Nancy.
P-U-I-T
at gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Thanks for your inspiration, because I was just about ready to just totally give up on this. Okay.
Oh, right. Good luck. Thank you, Anna.
Okay.
Bye, Anna.
Bye-bye.
Oh, love.
And twin flame.
Yeah.
Weren't we talking, was it a couple of weeks? Or maybe it was last week when we were talking about how, you know, intense they can be. And it's, you know, I gave us a good example of that, you know, learning so much in one lifetime in such a short period of time with just one person.
Yeah, it can be really intense. And so her question as to whether or not they were twin flames, you know, I tried to say to her, that's up to you, because, yeah, that's, I think that's personal, too. You know, we know it when we face the person. And then, yeah, we're also faced with the decision of whether or not we want to continue with such an intense connection, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, we have about 13 minutes left, and we've got a handful of callers on the line. Georgia, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners again how to get a hold of you?
Sure. Check me out on my website, www.transformyourselfanew.com, and you can email me from there, georgia@transformyourselfanew.com, and my number is 646-281-7003.
Beautiful.
And I'd love to hear from you,
Yeah, definitely. Send a message to Georgia. Check out her beautiful new website. And I gave the last caller my email address. My URL is www.energyintuit.com. And I can be reached on 302-345-0575. And feel free to reach out to Georgia or I. If you've made a connection, if you want to continue that connection, find us. All right, great. We'll go ahead and bring on another caller here. 619, you're on the line. Area code 619, are you there? Hello?
We may have lost them.
Yeah. All right. 917, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good. My name is Ashiel. I spoke to one of you ladies. I can't remember which, but I just saw the picture, so I remember the face. And that was sometime maybe earlier during the year, earlier during the year. And,
okay, Ashiel. I think it might have been me. Yeah.
Yeah, because most likely Angela. Yes, I believe that.
Okay.
And I think at the time I was talking about, you know, career, you know, and the relationship. But as of now, I have a business now that, you know, I've been doing it for about a month and a half or so. So far, so good. And I'm trying to, you know, get a relationship going too, or dating. I shouldn't say relationship, but, you know, having dating or somebody in my life, you know. And I'm just trying to see what do you guys feel about it.
Yeah. Just tuning in, Michelle. The work feels really good, the business that you're doing. And that feels like what Spirit shows me is it's a big piece of your life right now, and it will continue to be so. And, yeah, you're very much just sort of on the precipice of really this business really taking off. It just it feels really, really good. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I see you meeting someone almost through your business or through your work. And it feels like...
Say it again. Say that I missed that part.
I do see you meeting someone. I don't know if it's through your business or through your work.
Okay. I have to say something about that. Someone came in last week to help me. I was having some issues at work. And I felt the connection there. And we probably exchanged phone numbers and we text, you know, back and forth a little bit. So maybe that's what you're referring to. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it feels like that that's how you meet someone. Work is such a huge part of your life. But what Spirit shows me is that's definitely the way that you're going to meet someone. And I do feel like the person that you made this connection with is someone that you'll potentially have a relationship with. It feels like there's some good energy there. Yeah, there are a couple other people involved in it, though. Is it that there are other people at your workplace? Or is that person, does that person have kids or someone else that they're really close to?
I don't know. I mean, I have a business partner, but that's it. But, you know, this is fairly new. We met last week, and I'm thinking about, and I felt something there. And, you know, it was, the conversation was nice, and, you know, and did we exchange numbers. And all I did is we text so far, text back and forth. But just the energy was different than what I've seen in a long time. So, you know, I was just, you know, it's either that or somebody else. I don't know. I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, it feels like that. And it feels like something that's going to really sort of take off. It's almost like you both face each other with the same amount of mystery. And this person is sort of like the yin to your yang. It's interesting. You two do have really good energy together. And it feels like it's going to move at a nice pace, but it'll have some good intensity too. Georgia, do you have any
insight? I got that too, Angela. I got that, you know, immediately Spirit was showing me this this girl, and she feels quite young and even maybe a little bit shy in her energy. It feels like you're going to keep it light, but there's also something very intense about her energy, which will kind of show itself, you know, probably very soon or in a little while. And then it'll be a matter of how well you ride that. Is it Gashiel, your name?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So it'll kind of be on how well you ride. You know, there are storms in every relationship or, you know, even what you're sort of getting to know one another, that period of time. And if you are able to weather that, then I do see it developing. Oh, this is interesting. So it's possible that this will be a shorter term relationship that will take you through quite a deep experience. So when I say short term, I actually don't quite know how short the short term is. It could be months or it could be, you know, it could be a couple of years. Did you get that sense, Angela?
I didn't get a sense of duration of the relationship so much.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just
coming
in here again.
So it feels like the sort of decider will be how well you actually do end up really gelling, because it feels good at the moment.
Okay, yeah, I mean, we get along, but you do think it's one of those relationships that's going to, you know, going to be short-term, and what do you mean short-term? You mean months? Is that what you mean by that?
Well, months is what came to me first, yeah, like not a long-term relationship where you think it goes on for years, you know?
And eventually, I hope that's going to lead to something else too, because eventually I want to find, you know, someone to build, you know what I mean? So.
Right, yeah, you want a partner and you want to get married and you want a family. I see that, and I do see that happening to you.
But I'm not sure
if this woman.
It's going to take a little while, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's kind of on the road a little later on. I'm being shown that it's definitely possible for you, and I do see you with children, either two or three. So, Spirit's not showing me, you know, whether it will be with this particular person. I feel that this is someone that you are going to have a relationship with, but how long it goes on for, I'm not really sure.
Okay. Well, we'll see how it goes. And you said, Angela, you said the business, you're pretty excited about it.
It looks really, really good. You said it's going well, though, right?
Yeah, I'm working hard, though. I'm working a lot, you know. So, I'm just right now, I'm not hiring a lot of people because I want to, cut back, because when you start a business, you don't want to hire all these people until things get really, really well, you know what I mean? So I'm doing everything by myself, so to speak.
Yeah, well, good luck to you. It looks like really good, Ashil.
The energy is off the charts for your work. You know, the spirit's like raining, glittery, lots of great, great energy there. So you're on the right path.
Well, thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Take care. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Exciting. I think I vaguely remember when Ashil called in a couple of months ago. As soon as tapped into his energy, it reminded me of the reading that we had a few months ago, the time, a few minutes on the radio. The energy was the same for his business. He's just like, going to be wildly successful. I don't know if you saw that
great.
Too, but
great energy.
But intensity around his work. It's exciting. Exciting. All right. Well, we are just about at the end here of our show, of our 90-minute show tonight. I want to thank everybody that called in and listened tonight. I want to ask all of our listeners to take a look at psychicsgonewild.com. You will find there a list of just fabulous psychics. So many years of experience and such a variety in our family there, wouldn't you say, Georgia? It's just
definitely.
We've got so many exciting and diverse psychics that we all work together on these shows. It's a great time. So check us out there. Check out some of our other Psychics Gone Wild radio shows throughout the week. We've got them on at a couple different times during the day. Some are 60 minutes, some are 90 minutes, some are 120 minutes. So check out our team. And one more time, Georgia, why don't you go ahead and share with the listeners how to get a hold of you?
Oh, sure. Visit my website, www.transformyourselfinyou.com. And I have an email there at georgia@transformyourselfinyou.com. And my number is 646-281-7003. And I look forward to hearing from you.
Fantastic. And Angela can be found on www.energyintuit.com. I can be called on 302-345-0575. And good luck to everybody with the eclipse coming up next week. We've got number 3 coming.
That's exciting. We were talking very briefly about how we're in the middle of the 2 eclipses, but then we lost you a few times.
Have you been feeling it?
Yeah, definitely. Oh yeah, big changes, my goodness. I'm not sure if it's the energy of the eclipse that makes you feel really raw, but because I know I'm actually attending a workshop very soon with my spiritual teacher, Derek O'Neill, in Ireland. And I often feel very intensely before I visit his workshop. But this energy is probably very, very similar, and I suspect other people's emotions have been on their sleeves.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what I'm sensing. That and a lot of change, just a lot of exciting change. Along with that rawness. Yeah, I know. You encapsulated it well. It sounds like what you're going through personally is what it feels like so many are going through.
Right.
So, good luck. Have a wonderful week, Georgia.
Oh, and you too, Angela. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll meet here again next Friday night.
Awesome. Look forward to it. Bye, everybody.
Me too. Bye, everybody. Take care. Thank you.
care when you put your arms around me. I got a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sunlight of the daytime, moonlight of the night, the light of when you call my name. And you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, and that was something you owe and do. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started a long ago. Flame, you give me fever.